This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 1st, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Two French Navy ships and another one from Madagascar have been dispatched in support of a search for any possible remaining survivors of a Yemeni A310 that went down in the Indian Ocean on Tuesday. The only known survivor as of our deadline has been identified by authorities in Comoros as 14-year-old Bakary Baya, who'd been traveling with her mother. The rest of the 142 passengers and 11 crew are feared lost. Winds in the area at the time were reported at 71 miles per hour, just short of official hurricane force. But attention is also being focused on the airworthiness of the 19-year-old airliner, which reportedly had been banned from French airspace. Yemeni officials insist the plane was just overhauled in May and was in shape to fly. The National Transportation Safety Board has issued a factual report on the 2007 crash of a van's RV-10 four-place kit plane near Greenville, Pennsylvania. While there is still no final report on probable cause, there are already several possible lessons. The board says the builder had chosen an Eggenfellner conversion for the plane, claiming 220 horsepower, with a four-bladed in-flight adjustable prop. Investigators found no anomalies with the parts, but say the electronic propeller controller was not the one specified by the manufacturer, and that many of the wires appeared not to have been connected before the crash and fire. NTSB says it also interviewed the pilot's friends and co-builders and reviewed emails which suggested several modifications had been done or planned, that the owner had exhibited impatience with the pace at which he was getting the project completed, and that he was neither familiar with his EFIS nor trained to fly a high-performance aircraft. A family member told investigators the pilot was out to do some touch-and-goes before flying his family to Boston, Massachusetts in the plane. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer has introduced legislation which would require airlines and travel brokers to disclose on their websites when the flight you're booking involves an affiliated regional carrier. The law was prompted by the February crash of Continental Connections Flight 3407 in Buffalo, New York. That flight was operated by Colgan Air, and the circumstances, including the contents of the voice and data recorders, have called into question the screening and training of pilots at the regionals. Many airlines, including Continental, already identify regional carriers in their itineraries. But Schumer told Newsday, quote, "It looks like you're flying the major airlines, but in half of these you're not. In certain instances, the airlines are pulling a bait and switch," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A South Carolina repair shop operator is sentenced. Banking software finds security risks who hold pilot certificates. And Air Force officials fear vibration in the Ares 1 rocket may defeat its own self-destruct hardware. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, hear the actual announcement by Cirrus Design founder and former CEO Alan Klappmeyer of his intent to buy out the Cirrus Jet program, and the full audio recording of the response from current Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.